your birthday, the most and least important day of your life, by Alex Crane, read by Sean McAvoy.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
John 3, verse 1. Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Just before our second son, Henry, was born, I remember standing with my wife in the nursery, looking around and just taking everything in. The wooden crib stood assembled and accessorized with matching mobile, blankets, padding, and pillows. Diapers, booties, and footy pajamas were tucked away in the bureau. The oak rocking chair sat sturdily in the corner nearest the window. In only a matter of days, a tiny boy would fill that little room with life and great joy. People love babies. There is an inexplicable excitement that surrounds the beginning of life. But as soon as the day of birth arrives, it becomes simultaneously the most important day and least important day of one's life. It is the most important because without it, one wouldn't have life. But it is also least important because it is only the starting point, and then it's past. After the moment of birth, the most important thing is, of course, living. Obvious as it seems, I was reminded while reading Francis Schaeffer's book True Spirituality that many professing Christians seem to languish in denial of this fact regarding the moment of their own spiritual birth. Ask a friendly question of, "How is your relationship with the Lord?" And you may hear an answer emphasizing a past decision, a moment of crisis, or an experience, as if past events were all that mattered. Schaeffer wrote, "In one way, the new birth is the most important thing in our spiritual lives, because we are not Christians until we have come this way. In another way, however, after one has become a Christian, it must be minimized, and that we should not always have our minds only on our new birth. The important thing after being born spiritually is to live." Yes, we are grateful for the past. We look forward expectantly to the bright future ahead with Christ in His manifest presence. But our present walk with Christ right now is the most important moment. Romans 14:17 says, "The kingdom of God is," present tense, "righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." 1 John 1:7 reaffirms this emphasis on the present. True spirituality is concerned with walking, present tense, in the light, as He is, present tense, in the light. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us, present tense, from all sin. Intersecting faith and life. Refocus today on your present walk with Christ. If your fellowship with the Lord is broken, let 1 John 1:1 illumine the path. It says, "If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Trust God's promise of forgiveness and cleansing in Christ, and begin to walk with Him again. The important thing after being born spiritually is to live spiritually. And for further reading, check out Psalm 86, verse 7.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillier. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.